let's start with team newsy stuff first of all. Following on from the match the other day, any injuries?
No, not at the minute. Jay O'Shea still, he was struggling before the game, after the game with a back injury, but he's been with the medical team for the rest of the week, and he, you know, he should be back in full-time training this week, today. And Drew Talbot's probably the only longish-term injury, and it's something that we're just maintaining and keeping an eye on day by day, really.
Right. I was going to say, is there any sort of light at the end of the tunnel idea of timescale with him?
At the minute, no, but you know, it doesn't mean that he's out for a long period. It's just that, you know, we're seeking advice elsewhere to kind of get to the root of the issue, really. You know, we'll just monitor it daily. You know, knowing Drew, he's a good lad, but he'll keep himself very fit. So hopefully he'll be back with us, you know, shortly rather than long term.
So it's not really the kind of thing that might require surgery, however minor that may be.
No, we hope not. We hope not. You know, hopefully it'll be just maybe it's an injection and you know, again, strengthening work around the adductors and so forth. So leave it with the medical team, and again, you know, we'll just assess it daily and we'll get more information daily.
After, well, quite a spectacular game against Cheltenham, do you look at making changes for this one? Is everybody fresh enough to continue as they were doing?
Well, you'd say so. First and foremost, I thought the lads were excellent on Tuesday. You know, it's a great reply from the previous game against Wickham, where again I thought we underachieved a little bit, and you know, the lads felt the same. So it's a good thing, you know, in football you get a chance to make it right, and on Tuesday we did. You know, we will look forward towards Portsmouth. You know, we've had a good couple of training days and we've got a good couple coming up now before Monday, so we'll see how that goes, and then, you know, I'm sure myself, the manager, will pick the team to go out there and try and get a positive result Monday.
Funny, isn't it, how everything's ticking along nicely and completely without any kind of real explanation whatsoever, a team just stops for whatever reason.
I think you've got to give them that. You know, I think we've had, in my eyes, in my opinion, I think we've had two this year. You know, one being Burton at home and then one being Wickham away. If we can, you know, keep that to two, I'm sure the manager will be very, very pleased with that.
In terms of the Cheltenham game then, have you ever had, I suppose in a positive way, a goal glut quite like that, quite so quickly, playing or as in the managerial game?
I've been asked in a previous interview. I can't recall, you know, as a player or a manager to be in a game where there's four goals of that calibre within such a short period. So it's nice to experience it. It's nice to not be on the receiving end of it. And you know, again, you know, we've got lads throughout the team who have got ability to do that. So it's, you know, it's no surprise we see it daily, and it's great that it comes to fruit, you know, in abundance on, you know, in a match day as well.
Chesterfield, of course, as you know, top scorers in the division. There is this perception, though, that the strikers maybe aren't scoring enough. Is that harsh, given the fact that everybody seemingly is contributing?
I think it's harsh in a sense. You know, strikers want to score goals. You know, I think we've got three very good strikers, very different, and they've all contributed this year. You know, I think if you look at the way we play and the work rate that the strikers put in for the team, you know, it helps other people come into play and helps other people score goals. So, you know, from our point of view, we've got a good goal return throughout the team. It's not a major issue, you know, for us, as long as we, you know, maintain the top goal scorers in the league and we continue to score goals.
I suppose it's a perception thing, not having the guy who's got 15 or 16 as opposed to having two or three that have got 8, 9, 10 along the way.
No, correct. I mean, you know, we have discussions every day, you know, with various things. You know, I'm quite big on stats and what have you. And I think with the minutes on the pitch, what most of our strikers have got, you know, the goal return's very good. Whether, you know, I think we could argue that we've got the top goal scorer in the league with minutes on the pitch as well. So from our eyes, you know, we're slowly going in the right direction. And again, just to repeat, I think the work rate for the team, you know, does create, you know, goals around the team as well. So, you know, if that keeps coming together, we're quite pleased.
And vital that you do have that versatility, because then you're not reliant on one or two individuals.
Yes, correct. Yeah, I think if you've got strength around the team and you've got lads with ability, as you saw on Tuesday night, to get goals, you know, you've always got a chance of winning football games. So, you know, the longer that continues, again, you know, I'm sure the manager myself will be, you know, very pleased.
A lot of headlines obviously arose from the manner of the win at Cheltenham, but shouldn't really go unnoticed the defensive side of things as well, should it? Because Tommy had to pull off a really good save, and as has already been mentioned, Everton Cooper have really started to hit the straps.
Yes, definitely. You know, it builds from them. You know, like you say, I think Tommy made a great save at 4-1. You know, they will be disappointed that we did concede, but you know, you can't disrespect teams like Cheltenham. They've got also got goal threats. You know, they've got good individual players, they've got good management. So we did expect, you know, a good game from them. And like you say, the two centre halves are building up a good relationships. Coops is learning every day off Evo, and again, Evo's been brought in for a specific reason. And you know, touch wood, it can continue to grow. You know, as he has done. You know, for the football club.
How central to what you've been able to do recently has that partnership now become? Because obviously now Sam Hurd's waiting in the wings, ready to come back in, but those two are the mainstays of late.
Oh, of late they are, yes. I mean, you know, you can't forget Sam Hurd's contributed, you know, quite a lot more, you know, throughout the season as well at centre-half and in various other positions. So yeah, he's not waiting in the wings really for a place. You know, he's a big part of what we're doing. As you've seen, you know, he's filled in midfield, right, you know, right back, and he's played very, you know, quite a lot of games at centre half as well. But, you know, like you say, defensively, it comes from, you know, around the team. You know, the front lads work hard defensively as well. You know, they've got a job criteria in the team, and it builds off a solid base of like the three you mentioned, you know, Tommy, Coops and Evo.
So all you need to do now is recreate the first half at Cheltenham 13 or 14 more times and you'll be home and dry.
If it was as easy as that, I think everybody'd do that. But again, you know, we'll just try and be positive. We'll try and maintain the lads' standards. You know, we'll look forward to the next game, which is Portsmouth, which we guaranteed will be a tough game for us to face. But you know, we'll prepare and we'll look for a positive result Monday night.
Yeah, what do you make of them right now? Obviously, there will be a lot of headlines about them given what they've been through over the last few years. But form-wise, they're doing quite well at the moment.
I'm not surprised. I think throughout the team, you know, individual players, I think they're very good. You know, Richie Barker's gone here. They've got great staff. You know, the fan base, the club, it's all there to be shot at, so to speak. So it's no surprise when you give me stats like that, they're a very good team. You know, they'll come on a Monday night, and you know, when we see the starting 11 and the squad, you know, on paper it'd be very good. So we expect a really, really tough game.
What are their characteristics then? Where do their main threats lie?
Again, throughout the team, you know, the forwards, you know, Agumang and the lad Taylor, the out wide, Ricky Holmes, Wallace, Bartram. I think they've just got threats everywhere, built off a solid base like ourselves. You know, for whatever reason, they've obviously not got as many points as they'd like, but that won't stop them working hard and trying to get them on the board for the, you know, remaining games. You know, it happens to be, you know, we're playing them next, so you know, we'll prepare the next couple of days for them, and hopefully, you know, Monday night will be a really good game.
No benevolence in football, you'll obviously be trying to win, but from almost like a fan's eye view, to see that they are steadying the ship right now after 5 years of falling through the floor in many ways, that can only be a good thing.
As in?
The fact that they're getting back on their feet, I suppose, and that the holes are being plugged, as it were.
Correct. I mean, for a club like Portsmouth, you know, it's never nice to see. You've seen previous, you know, other clubs, you know, in the same kind of vein, you know, over the years. So you do want them to consolidate and, you know, grow as a club like they are. You know, they're a massive club. You know, they've got a great fan base and everything else. So it's no surprise, and it is nice to see that from afar. So, you know, as long as, you know, I can only really comment on Chesterfield, because like you say, from afar you can only see and comment on what you do. So, but like, to answer your question, it is nice to see you.
Given the fact that it's so tight at the top of the table right now, do you think we might actually see this season a potentially higher than average points total needed to win the title?
I think various people have got difference of opinions on it. You know, with the table as it is, you know, with such as Northampton's, Bury's, you know, Accrington, you know, they're hitting good form, you know, of late. So I think people, you know, will beat people. I think that, you know, at this time of the season, I don't think the position really counts for much, because people are chasing different aspects of what they want to do. You know, people are trying to win the league, people are trying to get in the playoffs, people are trying to avoid relegation, and it comes down to who's on the day at the minute, you know. So I think it goes out the window for each game. You know, so we'll address that ourselves, and we'll just prepare as well as we can for each game as well.
Because it is mad March, I suppose. Do you think things won't necessarily be decided, but things will go a long way to being decided in this month?
Yes, I think with the amount of games, it tells you that. With the amount of points up for grabs, will tell you that. And like you say, you have got to just take each game as it comes. You know, with a squad, you've got to maintain your squad and maintain your levels, And, you know, you certainly can't disrespect anybody at this time of the season because, you know, all points are valuable.
We hear that sort of thing about maintaining things and keeping things ticking over, and we hear it a lot. How difficult is that sometimes? Because, you know, you've got to keep everybody's expectations, you've got to keep everybody focused throughout when there's so many other different games going on or things like Wembley to look forward to, and keeping that ticking over.
Yeah, of course, and you know, it's obviously the manager's, myself's job to kind of direct, you know, the energy into the kind of first and foremost things that we need to tackle. So, you know, with the lads, some lads will get frustrated because there's not, you know, abundance of training because of the games, and you know, it's our job to kind of do what's right for the players individually and then collectively, so to speak. So, you know, the games take the toll. You've got to really look through the fixtures and you know, go through it and tackle each one on its merit, really.
I suppose, though, by now most will be cooking on gas, won't they? So it's just a case of monitoring just where they are for a particular match day.
Yes, correct. And like you say, you know, you've played enough games now. The lads know what's expected, you know, the roles in the team. You know, and it's about work rate, it's about standards, it's about your habits, which the manager's quite big on. And, you know, he certainly won't let any of them drop. You know, he'll be hitting home before and after every game. You know, hopefully it'll see us in a good place.
Just finally, can I finish on some of the lone players? Jamie Devitt, obviously, he's sticking around at Morecambe. Where does his future lie then going forward?
Yeah, going forward, before obviously Jamie went on loan to Morecambe, you know, we thought he'd gone a period too far that he needed to play games. You know, he's got great ability as Jamie's a great lad around the place, but his minutes weren't up to scratch what we'd like. So, you know, Morecambe were interested. We know the lads up there. You know, I think they'll look after him really well because we wanted Jamie to get up to match speed for when he plays for us. You know, like you say, we're coming into a big part of our season now. We have got a 24-hour recall on him, and when Jamie comes back in the building, we wanted him to be 100% match, you know, up to match speed, and I'm sure he will be.
So, when he comes back then, do you see him being part of things next season then? Is that the target for him now?
I think, same with everybody, I think we've got a big finish to the season. You know, we'll concentrate on that first, and then, you know, we'll look forward, and, you know, that goes for everybody, Tommy Lee and Everett, you know, Jamie Devitt's just exactly the same part as that.
Because under slightly different circumstances, I suppose we would have been asking you about the potential for putting players under pressure for contracts for next season, but 95% of everybody here, they're under contract, everything's sorted out, everything's calm in that respect. How helpful is that?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously, I came in the summer, you know, with the manager, and, you know, there were a lot needed sorting out on that front. And I think it's important for any club, you know, continuity and consolidation's important. And if the lads kind of breed that as well, and you give them confidence in that, and you can add a right blend at a good time, you know, you'll always find yourself in a good place. You know, with the lads, even though they are under contract, we will be looking, you know, to kind of consolidate and keep the continuity throughout the club, you know, for years to come.